It's time for the Gizwiz with Mads Madisrider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2022, recorded Thursday, January 2nd, 2025. The best of 2024. On this episode of the Gizwiz, we take a look back at 2024 and review the best gadgets, the ones that we love. All next on the Gizwiz.
It's the Season Show with Dickie D and OMG Chat on your PC. It's time for the Gizwiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing blue and LEDs. Get ready for the Gizwiz now.
Now! And here he is, the best host, Dick DiBartolo, joining you, the worst host, me. How you doing, Diggity?
We're equal. We are meaty. We actually blend those together, divide it in half, and you have two mediocre hosts. So it works out fine.
It's perfect. It is perfect. So the best gadgets 2024, when we're coming up with my list, I know there's like really one criteria for me is have I used the gadget after we covered it on the show?
Oh, that's interesting.
Is this a gadget that I go back to, that I have found, that I have used, that if especially if I got rid of it, I'd need to get it again. So that's one of the ways that I kind of classify
Interesting. That's interesting. Okay.
Best of 2024. Okay.
I think I told you a friend of mine said she was taking care of her mother and had no time to go Christmas shopping. She would do. So the reason I don't have a lot of my gadgets is I said, listen, grab a shopping bag, come over to my house, we'll go into Disneyland, and you can treat it as a department store that doesn't take any money.
Nice.
So we filled two shopping bags with stuff, and I felt good to have some shelf space. And this person felt good that she had gifts for pretty much everybody on her list. So
that is fantastic. That is fantastic. That is the best way to recycle all of the gadgets.
Yeah, and expensive things always goes to the shelter.
Yes.
So that they have auctions and raise money for it's a no-kill shelter, of course. And so... That's where most of my gadgets go. But I do have a lot of them here, too.
I do, too. Well, why don't you get it started off with the
I'll start off with one that happens to be sitting right next to me at this moment. And that is the Topski alarm clock for heavy sleepers. Now, I don't keep the buzzer. Actually, can you get to the part of the video where the buzzer goes off?
Oh, my. Yeah, let's find that.
And then...
Here we go.
Okay,
shake.
Oh, this is just to show you in the back that you can charge your phone overnight.
And then...
Okay. It comes with a puck.
It is 10...
Which I'm they suggest.
I didn't know if we unset
it works
the clock.
Best leaving it on a nightstand.
The other thing is,
and it takes about 30 seconds, I think, here before it goes off.
And this, that extra puck and the LEDs and everything, is all part of it.
It's a touch.
It's crazy.
Yes. You can have the digits any color you want, any single color, or RGB, where it will fade through all the colors, and every little diagonal of the digital will be a different color. And battery backup, because I unplug it a lot and move it across the room, and I plug it back in, it has the right time with the battery backup. And two separate alarms. You can dim the digits from bright to...
There it is going off.
Yeah. Okay. So if this is right next to your bed...
Yeah, that would wake you up. Got a rattling puck plus the beeping.
Yes, yeah.
Wow.
There's a, on the top, the snooze alarm is set for 9 minutes. On the top, there is a, I have it on dim so you can't see it. you can have a 9 different color nightlight, and then you can dial the, let me see if I can get to the right digit on the size here. You can dial
the brightness. That really goes down.
Yeah, you can dim the all the way down, make them very bright, and I believe it is, I think I paid $25. It's $17.
Wow.
$17.
You really kind of do have it all with the charging, the puck, the LEDs. It's pretty incredible. We like it.
I do like it, and I am not parting with that.
That is awesome. Okay. The first of our must-have gadgets. I'm going to take the next one.
Yeah.
Because this is a gadget that I think I use every day. I think I use this every single day. I did not realize how exciting this next gadget would be. I have it with me right here. Here it is. That's it. The whole gadget. In fact, here is the video of it. It is a cup holder, ladies and gentlemen. A cup holder headphone combo. This is made out of aluminum, and it can be attached to a table just with a tip, like with a screw. I have used it on my nightstand ever since putting it on the show, and it is the perfect thing to run wires through. I put my Stanley in it, whatever. I like to go to bed with any type of something to fall asleep. I wake up in the middle of the night, have got to hydrate. I'm just like searching everywhere. I got to hydrate in the middle of the night. And this keeps my cup from falling anywhere. It's in the same spot. It's really strong, as you can see. I've just really, really loved it. It is a bit more on the expensive side. It's $20. But I have not needed to switch it out for anything. I mean, it'll last for it.
No, it got great reviews.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at this. They have an anti-spill technology, which just means that there's a little lip at the bottom of it, and it has like a padding.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
All. Okay. That's all that means. Really, really, really enjoy it. One of these products that I would have to buy again if it broke or if I didn't have it. Like I said, only $20. Okay, Dickie D.
Was a backpack. Every year on ABC, I do back to school, and I try and find a unique backpack. And I found this backpack that was interesting in as much as it had a separate compartment for your lunch.
Oh.
Or whatever you, and so you could put fruit in there, whatever you want. And Mo stopped by, Mo, who sends us so many gadgets and finds so many things, stopped by one day with his son Jacob. And he said, Jacob just got a job. I think he's an electrician. And I said, Jacob's saying, I carry a lunchbox and I carry a backpack. And I said, Jacob, I can give you something that does both in one. He said, what? So I gave him this backpack that we're looking at. And he sent me an email a week later. He said, Dick, this is great. He said, I get on this train. I don't have a backpack and a lunch pail, because my lunch fits perfectly in the compartment for my lunch. And he said, enough room in there for all the tools I carry. So a very happy camper.
I can see that strap right there. That's great for the one you're touching right there.
Yes, the pass-through.
Yeah.
If you have a wheel and cart, this slips over the handle. So it just sits on top of your suitcase. So you're rolling both of them. And it's another one of those gadgets that I believe, I didn't look at the price recently, I believe it's under $40. People were guessing $50 to $100. Yeah, it's $38. It's really good looking and stylish. We've seen it before, but it has a little pocket for your charger inside with a little window at the side. Yeah, so you can charge your phone on the outside and your phone charges in a pocket on the inside. The anti-theft pocket is, I mean, it's kind of funny because it's the pocket that's against your back.
So it's the hardest one to get into.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Now, if you put it on the table, it's not anti-theft at all.
Zipper is still there.
Yeah. But all in all, there's room for a tablet and I think up to a 17-inch laptop. I like this a lot. And when I had it over at ABC, I had all I could do to be able to take it home. Oh, do you need that? Can I keep that?
Everybody were trying to get their hands on a backpack. That's great. Next is a gadget that I have used in my organization around the house. Now, when I first got this, I did not realize how much that I would enjoy it. This is the Nelco label maker. And the difference between these labels and other labels is that they are already pre-cut and in a standard size. So you kind of buy an exact label that will be the same. And as you can kind of see, you will have a preview of the label and you can edit that on your phone. You can make templates, you can center things, you can change the font. And then once it prints, it's all Bluetooth, and it'll print out a little label. And so you can kind of see the one that it made there. I find that these labels are pretty good size, pretty standard size to stick onto most types of organizational situations. You can buy more of them. They're kind of in the middle of pricey and not pricey, but I really like the quality and the resolution that they output. I'm struggling here with that label there, but I did end up really, really liking all of them. Emojis, you can kind of see that Gizwiz emoji that I put on there. I just really, really, really enjoyed them. Let's see what the internet thinks. Let's go to Amazon here and check it out. $30, it looks like there's some...
Wow, 4.4 out of 8,300 people.
Yeah. Let's look for some replacement labels as well. Here are some. $23. This is like a... Well, it looks like it comes with a printer as well. But I've seen labels that are clear. Here's some more. $10 for 180 labels. So yeah, I ended up really, really enjoying it. It has connected pretty easily every single time. It has a rechargeable battery inside, which I also appreciate. So that was the Nelco Label Maker machine. Okay, Dickie D, you are next.
All right, so the next one was so weird that it's very useful in limited situations, okay? So this is for people who want to have a doorbell where they can stick on the outside of the door, and maybe they're in one room of the house and they want to make, there's no bell receiver in there, they want to have a bell ring wherever they are. But instead of having a box that looks like it has a bell in it, it's actually a Vase doorbell kit. And not only is it a doorbell kit, I believe it has 24 different songs. Does it say on?
I see 10 songs on there, and then maybe some bells as well.
Yes, and chimes, and I had Dennis in my back apartment, and I rang the bell out on the front stoop, and it worked fine. It's a play.
Here's some of the bells.
Some of the bells. Yeah. Yeah. And this is with the speaker facing
the table.
The table. Hard up against the table.
And the speaker's in there.
So.
If your dog gets triggered by a normal ding dong sound.
Yeah. Or if you're having a picnic and you want to have an extra doorbell at the front. Sometimes when I go out in the backyard, I put this on the front door and say there's going to be a little bell out front that says party. Just push that. I found it at Pulse TV. It's still there. $15 or two for $26. And I believe it's flat rate shipping of, I think, $7. But again, I have no immediate use for it, but I still have it because I think it's just so different.
Yeah. Only three left, it says on Pulse TV.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Do you believe them? Do you believe them? That is a very nice solution to just a doorbell. Can you pair them together? Can you make two vases sing at the same time?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
You can just add an extra button. If I don't respond to the first one, click the second, and then I'll make my way over there. Okay, going back to a gadget that
today
is one of the things that I've just used every day, carried around with me. This is a more expensive gadget. This was a Chad Extra. I'm talking about the Remarkable 2. This is an e-ink tablet that we covered, and I think they even have the Remarkable 3 out nowadays. But it will allow you to make notes on this screen, and you can just continue to, and treat it like paper, and it is, like I said, an e-ink display. So anything you can do with paper, you can kind of do with this. So if we want to just say the GizWiz, that is a little light here. Let's see if we
can. Now, can you send it to your phone or your computer?
You can. There is a, erase all. There is a app which will allow you to connect. Any type of PDF can be stored onto it. I just keep it around with me everywhere I go to take notes, to read. It really has just kind of become my paper alternative around with me all the time. The newest version actually comes with colors. Mine is just black and white. It really kind of has become the tablet. Now, as you can see, expensive. This is not a cheap gadget. Here's the new one that does color. As well, I have the Remarkable 2, and let's see, there it is.
Oh my God,
$600.
Oh my God, does it come with writing?
No, it's empty. When
oh
you
my
get
God,
it.
For that kind of money, you think they would write on it?
I know, right? The thing is that it's also like each accessory is kind of separate. So the pen is separate, the folio is separate. This is one that will turn into a laptop type of thing.
Oh, all right. Well, that's good.
Yeah. So it does do quite a lot. Yeah. But another, it's just one of those gadgets that is always in my backpack. It is always with me. It is my default gadget to grab, and I've just had so much fun with it. I've just really, really, really enjoyed my Remarkable. Okay, next. What do you got for us?
I saw this on Amazon. It was from Anchor, and you know, with Anchor, you can always trust them. I thought it was a very clever idea. It's the 11-in-1 power cord. I gave this to Danny New, the co-host on World News Now. He said, I have so many things to plug in my office. I said, Danny, just keep it, okay? So It's an extension cord for widely, actually, I think it's 8 widely spaced AC outlets, and then on the front, 2 USB-A ports, and then a 20-watt USB-C charging port. It also has a short circuit protection, and $20. I thought that was
That price is incredible.
Incredible. And this, reason, I looked lately, and for $5 more, you can get it in black if you like black. So surge protection, LED light, grounded protection light. And just the fact that it has lights is great because you at least know the device itself has power. It seemed like a lot for $20, a lot of features for $20.
I agree. And as someone who I'm constantly looking for the perfect power solution for the nightstand, this is just incredible. I mean, you got fast charging for 2 USB-A's, a USB-C, as many power bricks as you need. This seems just like, and inexpensive, which, charging ports, not cheap, especially if you're going to try to get one with integrated USB-A and USB-C on it. I like it a lot. I really do like that. It's great. Do you want to, you got the next gadget as well.
You know what? I bought this because I couldn't believe it. It does work. So a lot of our audience skews toward being older, and they don't want a smart device to turn the light bulb on and off. And I saw this bulb on Amazon, and what it is you can pick one. You can select warm white, neutral white, cool white, daylight deluxe. Not with an app, not with Bluetooth or Wi-Fi. There is a slider on the side of the bulb, and there are two of them. Were they like 2 for $18 or something?
Yeah.
There you go. There's the slider. So 27K, 3000K, 4000K, 5000K.
And that's great. And then it's a $13 bulb.
For two. Is it still two?
Yeah, it's two LEDs.
Yes, two LEDs.
Yeah.
$8 each. What is that? $7 each. I thought this was a clever idea. It's 60 watt equal to 60 watts, and I think it takes 9 watts. I thought, what a clever idea this is. If you aren't techie or you don't want to need your phone or an app to adjust the lights, just stick your hand up under the lamp and dial what you want. Click on what you want. It's a five-way click switch.
That's great. That is great. Especially, I like all of my bulbs to match. I like all the color to match.
Yes, yep.
And I can't remember the last color temperature bulb that I bought, like what temperature it was, and if it will actually match what else is in that room. This is a great way to make sure that you're getting the right color and all your bulbs will match. This is great. Okay, and you have the last of the...
Oh my God. I think we all kind of like this. The one thing... Well, I'll tell you the one thing we don't like about it at the end. So it was at Pepcom, I think, and it was, I saw something from Clorox, and I saw the Clorox two-tier electric steam sanitizer. And I said, where do you put the Clorox? And she said, it just uses water. I said, okay. So
no Clorox needed in the Clorox steamer?
No Clorox needed. So if you're doing little items, you just use the first level. If you're doing a lot of items or bigger items, you can use the top. At the top, you can do several items at the same time. The process takes 12 to 14 minutes. Then the unit will automatically shut off when the sanitizing is complete. Now, the thing that I was kind of disappointed about is she said it's going to retail for $39.99, but on Amazon, It is $49.99.
Ah.
I'm not quite sure. I don't know. I have not seen a knockoff on it yet.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the exact product with the button and everything. Yeah, it's just more expensive.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It's from them, so I'm not quite sure.
This is such a unique product that seems... I mean... steaming kills everything.
Yeah,
I mean,
you
like
can do
sterile.
Sponges in there. I assume you can do your toothbrush in there.
Yeah, true. Yeah. I mean, the brushes that I use, you know, to just get some food off and stuff, I would love that stuff to be sanitized. And then I also see people with babies talking about sanitizing their things all
the
time.
Oh, you know, absolutely. That's a great idea. Yeah.
And so, yeah, this product seems like
so it's easy. Just
amazing.
Add water and push a button, and that's it.
Yeah. But I agree. I haven't seen any other product like it. The price did go up. Makes me think that they realize there's no one else on the market for this type of product.
Yeah, the device, exactly.
I can't wait to put some steam buns in there. So a little bit of dim sum, and then steam those up.
Oh, wow. Mm. Yeah, there you go.
Ooh,
there you go.
Perfect. Maybe
you
some,
should take it to Vegas. Yeah, get one. Go to take it. You can cook in your room. You can steam in your room.
Perfect. That'll be perfect. Yeah. That'll be perfect.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I sent you the link to that steamer. Dennis is saying, oh, I need that steamer that vacuums the garment. So go to that press event.
Yes, yes. This is the steamer that is... A steamer and a vacuum so that it will vacuum the clothes closer to the steamer and
hold it in place you can steam with one hand and not worry that the garment's going to keep pushing away. It's such a clever idea.
I wish I could find their mini page about it, but I can only find their email.
That's okay. You'll see it in person.
Exactly.
I saw it in person.
Exactly. That's what I want to do. That's one of the breakfasts I'm signed up for.
Oh, very good.
As a breakfast event.
To check
that thing out. But here, let me just show it to everybody just so you can see what we're discussing. There it is. Right here will vacuum up your clothes to get the steamer close by. That was the next product I was excited about. Listen, Dickie D, I have a cat, and they
I saw that. I thought you had too many of those boxes.
Too many. We got too many cats. That's the problem.
Oh, okay.
You can never have too many automatic litter boxes, Dickie D.
No, that also looks pretty neat.
Yeah. Yes, yes. So, that said, that is the best gadgets of 2024. I am looking forward to 2025 like nobody's business. And that's going to start with CES, which we are recording right now, next week, and the rest of the month will be taken over by CES content, and I'll be sharing everything from the trip that I'm going on right now. To you guys, so we can look forward to that. I want to say thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you so much for supporting us. You guys are absolutely incredible. If you want to support the Gizwiz, please consider heading on over to gizwiz.tv. Click on the Patreon tab at the top of our website, and there you'll find a big banner that'll take you to Patreon and a small little link that'll take you to PayPal. Thank you so much for your support. Head on over to gizwiz.biz. That's Dickie D's website where he writes up articles about all of the gadgets that we talk about on the show. So if you ever need a link back or a reminder of a gadget, gizwiz.biz is the place to go. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? Last week, we got to see What the Heck Was It? But this is the whole new gadget, not just a piece or a part of the gadget. That is the full gadget. And I think I know what this one is. That's right. It is a funnel for the bolts, for nuts and bolts. Okay. So if you need to funnel those nuts and bolts down and you got to get the right size. It bounces up against the edges, and it.
Okay.
It works. It works very well. If you think you know what this is, get a guess in over because
we're. Yeah, that'll be that product will be on next year's worst list.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, no, yeah, no one really likes the. It doesn't really work that well, from what I remember from my research. Anyway, you think you know what this is? Get a guess in gizwiz.viz, 6 Mad Magazines for funny answers, clever answers, correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. Say that one more time. 6 for correct answers, 12 for funny or clever answers. So get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.